Changing perspectives. Good day, everyone. This is Pastor Cindy Jacobs, and welcome to Changing Perspectives. Today, I would like to talk to you about the topic called What is in Your Hand? If we go to the book of Exodus 4:2, you will find a story or this specific verse where the Lord said to him, which is Moses, "What is in your hand?" A staff is what Moses responds to. God speaks to Moses and tells him that he needs to go and speak to Pharaoh and to let his people out of captivity. He speaks to Moses about the fact that Moses has capacity to speak into a ruler's ear and let him or convince him to let the Israelites go. Moses, however, hesitates because besides him having to trust God on this specific mission, he has a lack of confidence in himself. He struggles. He struggles to see what God has placed in him. He struggles to see his ability and he struggles to see his capacity. He tries to come up with excuses as to why he cannot do what God asks him to do. He speaks about the fact that, what if they don't believe that you have sent me? Because God, in fact, first sends him to the leaders of the Israelites. And then he speaks about the fact that, what if none of them believes me? He cannot understand that God has given him something that will bring attention to the people that God sends him to. God then brings attention to the fact that there's a staff in his hand, and he says to him, "What is in your hand, Moses? What is in your hand?" This ends up being something that he can use to demonstrate God's power, to demonstrate how God has the ability to take you out of a problem and place you into a place of victory. How many times do we ignore the things that has been placed in us, over us, and within us? So many times we look over the things that has been placed in our hands because we underestimate or we undermine the things we have. We don't see it as powerful enough. We don't see it as something that will make a difference. We don't see it as something that is there to make a difference and to bring a change, not just in our lives, but in the lives of others. And so when you look at the story of Moses, I often wonder, and I must say that in the beginning I thought, but why would God ask Moses, "What is in your hand?" And when you begin to understand the story, it's simply the fact that God is trying to tell him that I've not left you with nothing. I have given you something that will take you into a place of capacity and allow you to walk into this place of solution. You may have a gift, but you look down on it because you are comparing it to someone else's gift. Or you are comparing it to something else that you see as better. How many times has God given us things? How many times has God placed so much significance in our hands, but we just don't see it? We look at someone else's gift, or we look at the things that other people have accomplished, and we go, wow. But we cannot have the same expression or excitement for the things that we have. Many times we undermine the things that have been given to us. We don't just undermine it. We don't understand what is in our hands. We don't understand that what has been placed in us or given to us are opportunities to prosper us and to take us into a place of promotion. And that is often why we lose opportunities and we lose significant moments in our lives, because we don't understand what is in our hands. We don't understand the capacity. We don't understand the power that has been given to us. You see, God does not give you things without thought. He doesn't give you things just for the sake of giving it to you. Everything that God gives us, everything we encounter with God, has a purpose within our lives. And the sooner we understand that, the more effective we will become, the better we will become in terms of our purpose and the journey that lays ahead of us. You know, I want to share a story with you that I heard as a very young child. I was very young when I heard the story, and I hope that I can relate it in the way that it was. I remember the story and how it made an impression on me. I remember sitting in my class and the teacher calling all of us and say, come all together, I'm going to tell you a story. And I remember that this was one of the first stories that really made an impression within my life. And this is how it goes. There was once a young boy who said to himself, if I can just be given an opportunity to make something of myself, I would. This is something that caused a lot of distress within his life. This is something that he often stressed about. This is something that caused him a lot of thinking and thought, that he would just sit for hours and think, how am I going to be successful? How am I going to make it in life? And as this boy was wondering, or this young man was wondering, how is he going to make it in life? One day, as he was walking, he tripped over a string. And he thought to himself, really? I asked the question, how am I going to make it in life? Just give me something. Life, can you just give me something? And this is the something that life gives me? I trip over a string. Is this really what life wants to hand to me? And as he thought about it, it's almost like a voice on the inside of him said, don't get rid of the string. Keep on to the string. At least you have something in your hand, whereas before you had nothing. And as he's walking along the road and pondering, what will I be doing with the string? What can I do with the string? Suddenly, he notices a family with two young kids, and the kids are running around and they're screaming and they're crying and they're saying, but mommy, mommy, we lost it. And when he goes to the family and he asks, is there anything that I can help you with? The mom tells him the story and says that, you know, I just got my children these balloons and the balloons keep on flying away. We get the balloons, we catch it eventually, but then it goes again because of the wind. And he says, let me try and get the balloons. And he eventually gets the balloons. And he takes the very string that he has and he ties it to the balloons. And there the little ones go along and they're very happy because their balloons are not flying away anymore. They've got more control over it because of the very string that he had in his hand. The mother says to him, I have to reward you with something. And she then gives him two apples. As he walks along, he begins to ponder, okay, a string, and now I've got two apples. And he's trying to figure out, what am I going to do with these two apples? Along the journey comes an older lady. She's walking with two donkeys, but she looks famished. She looks like she just needs something to eat. She talks to him and she says to him, young man, do you mind giving me those apples? I have these two donkeys and I will exchange one with you. If you can just give me those apples so that I can have something to eat. He decides that he's going to give her the donkeys, or rather he's going to give her the apples, and she gives him one donkey. As he begins to walk on his journey, he begins to think, but what am I going to do with this donkey? As he comes to a certain man, the man is sitting and pondering and looks and seems to be in a great deal of distress, very worried. And the man comes up to him and says to him, young man, do you mind borrowing me your donkey? If you borrow me this donkey, you can stay on my property. And if I don't return in a year's time, this entire property belongs to you, because I need to go on a business journey that is very important. A year passes and this man doesn't return. The man finally comes back and he says to him, this property belongs to you. This was the deal that we made. You helped me out. This young man ends up being a very rich man. All of this started because of something that was in his hand. You see, sometimes we don't seize moments and we don't look at opportunities because we think that the very thing we have in our hand is so insignificant and it cannot make a difference. But when you begin to look at the things that has been given to you, the very things that is in your hand, you will begin to understand that there's so much power when you change your perspective and you understand what has been given to you. Just like this young man, when you change your perspective and you start looking at things differently, you may begin to discover that there's a bigger plan in store for you. A pen and a paper can create a book. Your voice can bring nations to God. Your consistency will lead you into a place of victory and success. It all depends on what you see and how you see it. The question is, what is in your hand? Do not discard the very things that has been given to you, because there is power in your hand. It is just a matter of perspective. Let us go into a time of prayer. As I pray for you for clarity, and I pray for you for solutions and answers, so that you may be clear in your mind and understand the very thing that God has given to you in your hand is a treasure to take you further and take you into a place of solution. Father, as I bring your dear people before your throne of grace and mercy, I ask right now in the mighty name of Jesus that you would touch them. Open their eyes, open their understanding, give them insight, Father, into the things and the ways of God. I decree and declare right now, Father, that they will see what is in their hand. And when they see what is in their hand, they will become more effective and they will understand their purpose within this life. I speak over them new sight and new authority as they begin to understand what is in their hand. I speak it in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Thank you so much for joining me for this week's session. I will be back again next week, but for now, take care and remember what is in your hand. God bless.
There at the start, before the beginning of time, with no point of reference, you spoke to the dark and fleshed out the wonder of light. And as you speak, in the vapor of your breath, the planets form. If the stars were made to worship, so will I. I can see your heart in everything you've made. Every burning star, signal fire of praise. If creation sings your praises, so will I. You so